This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India created history as a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station yesterday. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his feet on International Space Station. Lucknow-born Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space, following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Shukla will conduct pioneering experiments related to food and space nutrition. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for the successful docking at the International Space Station, ISS. Talking to media, Dr. Singh highlighted India's crucial role in the mission. The minister remarked that it has been trusted to perform the crucial parts of the expedition. Shanghai Cooperation Organization's joint statement was not adopted due to India's refusal to sign the document as it failed to mention cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, India wanted concerns in terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. Mr. Jaiswal said Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, who was participated in the meeting, called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
It is imperative that those who sponsor, nurture and utilize terrorism for their narrow and selfish ends must bear the consequences. Some countries use cross-border terrorism as an instrument of policy and provide shelter to terrorists. There should be no place for such double standards. Yes, you should not hesitate to criticize such nations. India's zero tolerance for terrorism is manifest today through its actions. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe, and we will not hesitate to target them.
The Election Commission has started the process of delisting of 345 registered, unrecognized political parties for not fulfilling the essential conditions. The exercise has been conducted with the aim of delisting of such parties which have not contested any election of Lok Sabha, legislative assemblies of states and union territories, or by-elections since 2019. Besides, offices of these parties could not be physically located anywhere. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha held a meeting with political leaders at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar and discussed the preparations for Amarnath Yatra, which is scheduled to begin from July 3rd. The meeting was attended by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and party leaders of BJP, Congress and PDP. The LG shared the dedicated efforts made by the Amarnath Ji Shrine Board, administration, Jammu and Kashmir Police, security forces and all the stakeholders of the safe and successful conduct of the Holi Yatra. The Lieutenant Governor said, with the blessings of Baba Amarnath and the significant enhancements to essential facilities and services, this year's pilgrimage promises to be memorable and spiritually enriching for devotees. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that monsoon will cover the remaining parts of North Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi in the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rain is expected today in parts of East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Uttarakhand and West Madhya Pradesh. Similar weather is likely in coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Nahe, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra. India has won the bid to host the prestigious 2029 World Police and Fire Games, WPFG. The announcement was made after a compelling presentation by Indian representatives of the WPFG Federation in Birmingham, USA. The event set to take place across Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. In a social media post, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel called it a proud moment for Gujarat, highlighting the state's growing status as a global sporting destination. India stamped its authority at the second Asian Squash Doubles Championship with a commanding performance, clinching all the three titles, men's, women's and mixed doubles in Kuala Lumpur. In the men's doubles, top seeds Abhay Singh and Velavan Senthil Kumar defeated Pakistan's Noor Zaman and Nasir Iqbal 2-1 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.